From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A United Nations diplomat is in Myanmar, or Burma, for talks with the military government. Special envoy Ibrahim Gambari is trying to promote dialogue between the generals and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She has long been under house arrest. The envoy's visit is complicated by Myanmar's decision to expel the UN resident coordinator. He had accused the government of failing to meet the economic and humanitarian needs of its people, and he said it was those failures that helped prompt September street protests. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the Burmese border with neighboring Thailand that those needs and failures are still on display.
In the dry season, you can easily wade across the narrow river that separates Myanmar and Thailand here. During the rainy season, when the river is high, you have to take a boat, but it's a very short trip. Day laborers from the Burmese side bring their lunches and not much else. In theory, these people are supposed to cross at the nearby Friendship Bridge and pass through Thai immigration. In practice, many, like those in this boat, come across informally. Thai soldiers casually inspect a few bags, then allow the people to pass. The Thai sergeant in charge of the patrol says he doesn't mind the day trippers. They're not coming to stay, but for the chance to earn, he says. And most will go home at the end of the day. The Burmese are drawn by wages that are twice as much as they can make on their own side of the river, where the generals have driven the Burmese economy and infrastructure into the ground. The Maytal Clinic is on the Thai side of the river. It was set up to treat refugees from the last big uprising against Myanmar's military government almost 20 years ago, when security forces opened fire on student protesters and left more than 3,000 dead. Dr. Cynthia Mong runs the clinic.
In 1989, when we start the clinic, most of our patients are the Burmese students who fled to the border. And on that one-year period, we treat about 2,000 patients.
2,000 patients your first year, and this year, how many patients?
Every year, the number of cases increased by 20 to 30%. So last year, we treat more than 100,000 cases.
All the patients are treated for free. About half are Burmese migrant workers living mostly illegally on the Thai side. The other half, people who come from inside Myanmar to seek treatment. Treatment out of reach or simply not available back home.
The healthcare system in Burma is a shambles.
Dr. Terrence Smith is an American volunteer at the Maytal Clinic. He's been coming here the past 6 years and says what he sees every day indicates the situation inside Myanmar isn't improving at all.
The same conditions that I saw 6 years ago still occur today. I mean, yesterday we had a horrible day. We had all kinds of problems. And, you know, you look over here, there's a 800-gram baby that was born at about 24 weeks, 25 weeks gestation, you know, probably not going to survive. So I mean, we see terrible cases all the time of people who come in with complications.
Complications that in most cases could be avoided with access to basic health care services or education. Malaria and poor family planning are some of the main problems. Malnutrition, Smith says, is another.
It's not the rule, but it's fairly frequent. You know, especially people who seem to have traveled 2 to 3 days to get here. They've used up all their money to get here. Some of them can't even raise the money to get back home. You know, I mean, everything is sort of like minute to minute, day to day, in terms of like where your food's going to come from tomorrow. Most people don't really have that figured out yet. You know, they just sort of deal with it as the day comes.
The abrupt increase in fuel prices in mid-August made that task even harder for many. And that economic hardship helped mobilize support for the September demonstrations against the government. Demonstrations that now appear to have been prepared and coordinated well in advance.
If there is no increasing of the fuel price, we will make our protests anyway.
Opposition activist Lai Mo Tan, a veteran of the 1988 protests who escaped from Myanmar last month, says the opposition feared a new constitution being drafted by the military would formalize the military's dominant role in politics forever. The demonstrations were an attempt to keep that from happening, demonstrations brutally crushed by the military. With much of the opposition leadership now in jail or in hiding, Lai Mo Tan admits it will take time to regroup.
We think it is the time for wait and see, but must prepare. So we hope the best, but now we are preparing for the worst.
They've had a lot of experience already with the latter. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.